I am really feeling that a lot of folk are thinking about this, this issue of transition, because we are in it, but we just have to consciously join hands and march forward all together globally. So what's the right word? Not just trust. But well, it's evading me, and we're getting low on time, late. So let's go forward. The money lever is wielded by power in various ways to boost or sink businesses, and this is my comment on Tesla's loss of Scherf to a degree, as we'll learn, when he became a full-time employee of a sulfur company. The money lever is wielded in various ways to boost or sink businesses through financial manipulation and the manipulation of opinion in the media and their media, and of course to move we puppets to and fro as they so desire. There is no doubt the power guys wanted to completely isolate Nikola Tesla from authentic support, and almost certain this departure of Scherf was orchestrated, continuing with Margaret Cheney. Worse news lay ahead. On June 26, 1906, the newspapers were filled with sensational accounts of the murder of Stanford White, the architect. And recall, this architect was a strong supporter of Nikola. He was the architect that remodeled the Players Club, the one to whom Nikola wrote, quote, "I've not been half as dumbfounded by the news of the shooting of the president, McKinley, as I have by the estimate submitted by you for building the tower at Wardenclyffe," is how Nikola wrote to him at that time, his friend, Stanford White. The architect had been shot three times by a Pittsburgh financier, Harry K. Thaw, the night before. Financier Harry K. Thaw, the night before, on the roof of Madison Square Garden, while numerous members of the New York 400 looked on. White was believed by the killer to have been involved with his wife, Evelyn Nesbit, in a love triangle. Later, Thaw was committed to the Matawan Hospital for the Criminally Insane. But the architect who'd given New Yorkers such splendid edifices as Madison Square Presbyterian Church, the Garden City Hotel, the Hall of Fame at New York University, and the Astor Mansion at Rhinebeck was gone, leaving the tower on Long Island as his final monument. And I comment here, hopefully, the truth about our hero's misfortunes will, in due course, once our lives are once again our own, be fully exposed. But what is known from observing their MO is the power guys' focus on the isolation and elimination of dissent, as well as their intent to wipe the memory of it off the face of the earth and to continuously advance with the passing of each new, and they hope more lost, generation to their goal of permanent frozenness as our portion after they have stripped the earth bare of life. And whether he willed it or no, Nikola was dissent because he represented for an alternative, opposite vision to theirs, along with Proudhon, with Prince. As with all of us but the tiny 10,000, what we want is openness, the complete access of all to all knowledge, our common creations, all joy, all the comfort and pleasure that we share in communion, because it is our constitution to lighten each other's loads. This is what a human being is. Continuing. Scherf left Wardenclyffe that fall. He never ceased, however, to keep an eye on Tesla's financial affairs, working for him on evenings and weekends, and almost always remembering to file his tax returns on time. The World System for Broadcasting, a concept designed to incorporate almost every aspect of modern communications, was all over but the morning. Yet as long as the tower stood, Tesla continued his efforts to complete it. Exactly when all the workers left, no one could say. Thomas R. Boyles, the general passenger agent of the railroad station just across the road from the abandoned plant, only noticed that passengers had stopped getting off there. A caretaker remained on duty for a time. When curious journalists or research engineers showed up, they were allowed to climb to the tower top with its sweeping view of Long Island Sound. For all that the tower looked so light, it was built entirely without metal, even down to the wooden pegs holding together the wooden uprights and cross members. After abandoning the plan for covering the dome with a copper sheathing, Tesla had installed a removable disc through which a beam of radiation could be projected to the zenith. The visitors found the laboratory filled with curiously complex apparatus. In addition to much glass-blowing equipment, there were a complete machine shop with 8 lathes, X-ray devices, a great variety of high-frequency Tesla coils, one of his original radio-controlled robot boats, and exhibit cases filled with thousands of bulbs and tubes. There were an office, library, instrument room, electrical generators and transformers, and great stocks of wire and cable. But after the watchman left, vandals, i.e. paid folks of the power guys, I absolutely am certain, entered, broke things, ransacked files, emptied papers on the floor, and trampled them. It is not too much to say, wrote a Brooklyn Eagle reporter, that the place has often been viewed in the same light as the people of a few centuries ago viewed the dens of the alchemists, or the still more ancient wells of the sorcerers. An atmosphere of mystery hung over the place. An unearthly influence seemed to be radiated from the alembic, as if drawn down from interstellar space and spread over the countryside to inspire wonder and awe in the minds of the nearby farmers and villagers, unquote, from the Brooklyn Eagle. My comment, once again, the so-called ignorant horde, us, we the stupid ones, who the latest iteration of, supposedly dumped on the smart ones, Trump, are once again presented as the villains of one of power's heartless inventions. Sprung from the gaping hole where was their soul, one of the results of their foragings about in the muck of their illusions of immunity from responsibility. One day, when we are free from their forced insertion into our lives, they will sit with the earth and ponder it. Continuing and concluding. Continuing, in 1912, a judgment of $23,500 against the inventor for machinery supplied to the project was won by Westinghouse, Church, Kerr, and Company. The equipment left at the site was taken to satisfy it. And next week we'll conclude our reading of Chapter 16, Ridiculed, Condemned, Combated, in Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time.